The Mysterons, sworn enemies of
Deadpan,
possessing the ability to recreate an exact likeness of an
podcast.
But first, they must destroy. Leading the fight, one man fate has made
mostly harmless.
His name?
Jack Mangan. Here's a promo.
Coming soon to podshow.com. Knights, Knights, a vampire novel, read by author Emery and Rich. Markham O'Leary is a simple Irish immigrant striving for the American dream in 1860 when coach robbers cause his untimely death.
Stop your coach or die!
Hey, this ain't no regular driver. It's the one that put us in jail a month ago.
I saw God, and he was a woman.
Severina Santos is an exotic beauty from the jungles of Brazil, whose family is brutally murdered by the same man she later calls lover.
Ah! Fantasma! Fantasma! Severina! Fantasma!
Who are you?
A friend.
A friend who kills my family?
They are nothing. You are beautiful.
You are from hell!
Julian Titan is a knight who serves as guardian angel to his family, but has no clue about his predestined fate.
Master, come quickly. Your mother is ill.
Lead me to her.
Go now, my son. I must be alone.
I mourned my mother's passing. Felt it most acutely.
Good God, son. You've aged 20 years in a night.
Yes, father. And you have not.
Now they are on a quest to create the perfect offspring. But who is in the shadows, altering their plan as they strive for perfection? Will a powerful mortal named Jesper be the one to save them all? Find out at vamp.podshow.com.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is a motherfucking wee. All rocks destroyed in the making of this bumper deserved it.
Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 176 with even popping on the microphone. Awesome. Everything that you've heard prior to this was actually lifted directly from Deadpan number 76. So, yeah, how about that? I'm your host, Jack Mangan, and I'm considering retiring this one meme from Deadpan past and from my entire podcasting history. I've always had an AKA name, and I think it's time to lay it to rest. Well, not permanently. Maybe it'll come back. It'll claw its way out of the dirt every once in a while, but I think it's time for this to be done. Of course, if I'm going to lose you because I'm doing that, then I'll keep the torch lit. Otherwise, I think it's over. So therefore, here in Deadpan number 176, I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Blackula. Yes, I think Blackula is the last one ever. So there's lots of Deadpan metadata that needs to be covered. Boy, I'm really popping, sorry. There's lots of Deadpan metadata that needs to be covered. So I'll spread it out. First and foremost, this episode actually is going to be mostly me. I have a voicemail from J.R. Murdoch, but otherwise I got nothing. Everything else I have is intended for the Dark Star Palooza next week. So therefore, I'd love to get some content from you. Send me dumbass memories. I'd love to hear the contents of your fridge. I'd love to hear if you've got some original bits of fiction lying around. The email address is jack@jackmangan.com or sphericaljackm@gmail.com or the voicemail line. I'd love to get more voicemail. 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. A little phlegm for you. And actually, I should also state that I do have some really wonderful stuff that's kind of in a vault right now from Kurt from St. George and also from Lopan. But again, that will be released when the time is right. All right, as I said, there's more to say, but you're going to hear a lot of my yammering this episode, so I'll get on to different yammering after the break. Oh wait, I've already played the promo. Well, there's still going to be a break.
So, let's see, how about something like, hey everyone, this is Dan Charette, author of Lilith's Love, and host of the Out of the Coffin podcast, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan podcast. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. How's that? Sweet? Laters.
Jack. This is JR. I decided I was going to get some lunch, so I figured I might as well read the contents of my cupboards while I'm looking for what I'm going to eat. Let's see, we have a box of strawberry Capri Sun, now with 25% less sugar. We have a box of three cheese potatoes, a box of butter and herb potatoes, and a box of au gratin potatoes. Two boxes of shake and bake, but we have no chicken to shake or bake. Let's see, two large cans of baked beans, a small can of baked beans. Oh, sorry, those are red kidney beans. We have Las Palomas salsa para enchiladas, enchilada sauce. We have an almost empty jar of popcorn and a bottle of popcorn oil. Let's see, a bottle of ketchup. I think that's, we got two in the fridge also. A gigantic tub of peanut butter.
Okay, this next bit is not intended for the usual deadpan audience. Keyboard click. I should snap and start over. Okay, this next bit is not intended for the usual deadpan audience, but is instead meant for future alien explorer races who come to dig through the rubble of a wrecked, lifeless post-gamma world planet Earth. Long after humans are gone, aliens who resurrect this podcast audio file from some dead hard drive somewhere. You know, I'm sure a race with the technology for interstellar travel will be advanced enough to recover data from an old hard drive. As long as it's not a broken iPod, of course. I mean, no one can figure that shit out. Dear alien archaeologist, thank you for visiting. Sorry we missed your call. You can leave us a message, but we won't be getting back to you because we're all dead. Except that guy who survived locked in the bank vault. If you see him, can you get him some new glasses? Great. Anyway, please pardon our appearance. Speaking on behalf of the human race, we take almost full responsibility for the terminal destruction of the Earth's habitat. The billions of other Earth-bound life forms and species were entirely innocent of the ecological damage. Well, except for the cows. Have you found the reports yet on the terrible environmental effects of cattle flatulence? Gross. So yes, it was our human mental problems that caused this devastation. But in our defense, we weren't all insane. Well, okay, yes, we were all insane. But not all of us partook in the kinds of craziness that would eventually lead to the apocalypse. I mean, it wasn't the guy wearing only a trench coat in the produce aisle. Or the lady with 27 stray cats in her yard who brought about our doom. It was the nut skulls who clung with simple-minded tenacity to overly simplistic, outdated ideas about the world, based on hopelessly dated myths passed off as fact. Some of those pistachios gained influence, and well, that's why your saucer landed on the charred rubble of an AMC movie theater. Yes, the floor was always that sticky. You see, insanity was merely the fist that knocked us out. The five knuckles in the punch were greed, fear, ignorance, selfishness, and boredom. Sorry if these references to human fists go over your oblong green alien heads. You probably only have three long skinny fingers, or maybe tentacles. But I digress. If your mind's evolved in any way similar to ours, then these kinds of mental problems are all too familiar to you as well, at least in your past. So let me explain. No, there is too much to explain. Let me sum up. The human race destroyed itself and every other living thing here on Earth, aside from cockroaches and Mel Gibson, ironically. But it was the fault of some, not all of us. Only some, the aforementioned nutskulls. Sorry that human nature allowed that willfully deluded, short-sighted sect to gain influence and ruin everything for us. It sucks that we're all dead, and that we aren't here to greet you and talk to you. Assuming, of course, that you're not lizards in disguise looking to use humans as a food supply. It's a damn shame we couldn't meet face to face, or face to blob, or screen, or exposed brain, or whatever you have. But you know, what can you do? We tried to make a cultural omelet, broke a few eggs, then scorched breakfast, melted the skillet, blew up the stove, burned down the house, and ended life on Earth. Anyway, you've undoubtedly arrived at a deservedly harsh judgment about us. That giant crumbling shell of a Walmart supercenter across the street, next to the dead KFC. That right there, is the outcome, the legacy, and the price of our greed, fear, ignorance, and selfishness. This would be painfully obvious to many of us now if we weren't all dead, but it's completely obvious to all of you there in the future. But please know that we did some pretty great stuff too. I mean, have a look around. Friend us on Facebook. Examine our histories and our artistic output. Alongside the many shameful loudmouths, the Barbie Girl song, the Adam Sandler movies, Fox News, Garth Brooks albums, Bobcat Goldthwait, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy Doody, whatever, and Tim Conway's Dorf on Golf videos, you'll find noble actions and great works of power and depth and beauty, as well as accounts of great progressive thinkers with true altruistic motives behind their magnanimous deeds. Never mind that most of those folks were murdered, never mind that their murders are prime examples of the self-destructive tendencies that caused our extinction. Never mind, we screwed up and we never learned our lesson, okay? But, you know, our existence here before we destroyed it wasn't a total waste. That's my point. Watch The Princess Bride. Listen to Stairway to Heaven. I mean, it probably has never been overplayed for you like it was for us. Watch The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original. Check out Isla Fisher or Catherine Zeta-Jones. Just pay no attention to who they married. Play EA's NHL hockey on the Sega Genesis. Read Steinbeck novels. Look at pictures of young children at pre-jaded ages. Sure, you know, some kids learn too quickly to become assholes, but mostly, they're beautiful and full of promise. Our extinct human species deserves some measure of justification. Like our children, humanity had lots of promise. But, you know, sadly, as a species, as one cultural mesh, as one cultural mush, we grew up to be a giant collective asshole. And now look at us. Your species probably doesn't have the same psychological problems that ours did, since you were able to work together to achieve interstellar travel and come all the way here. But just in case you do have the same crazy nut packets that we did, I urge you to study our planet and learn from our mistakes before it's too late. Sincerely, the human race. Well, most of us. P.S. Did you see that Voyager satellite that we sent out? I mean, we sent it out for you. Did you see that? It was pretty damn cool. I hope you did.
Nobody loves you. But don't feel special. Nobody is a dirty, dirty whore. This is Marlo Diane, and you are listening to The Deadpan.
We have some granola bars, some Cheez-Its, townhouse poppers, a box of angel hair pasta, and some four cheese pasta sauce. That might sound good. We have some pancake mix, the Aunt Jemima pancake mix, no big jello cheesecake, some pumpkin and quick bread mix. Oh, we have maple and brown sugar Quaker oatmeal. Hey, a little chocolate pudding snack. I'm going to eat that right now. Let's see, we have Honey Nut Cheerios, and we have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, a bag of panko flour, that's what we use for making our fish tacos, two bags of panko flour, a bag of elbow macaroni, we have sugar and brown sugar, we have regular spaghetti, we have powdered confection sugar, let's see, a bag of Mexican candy, some Sour Patch Kids.
Hey there, alien archaeologists. Are you still listening? Really? Okay. So when you and your alien archaeologist colleagues have meetings, are they AA meetings? Hi, my name is Zach Gorg, and I'm an archaeologist. Well, I guess since I have your attention, I should also straighten you out about a few items in human history. First, we never actually developed a cultural love for boy bands. Nobody ever really liked that Backstreet Boys or Justin Timberlake crap. It was all just a big collaborative joke, a collective ruse just to fool some alien species in case they ever came to Earth to study our race. We got you. Ha, zing. Ditto for Barry Manilow. Most of the texts and news archive documents you'll find in the rubble describing our political leaders are wrong. We never elected anyone named Bush to run anything. Our true king of the earth was a man named Samuel L. Jackson. All humans revered and respected this great, supremely bad motherfucker. His first lieutenant in coolness was Weird Al Yankovic. More than a need to support verbal communication, human language was developed in order to create the awesome-sounding words archipelago, gazpacho, schwanstucker, and titular. Just like you, we don't really understand why Bruce Willis had to appear nude in so many of his movies. We're also not sure why Kate Winslet had the same requirement, but we're much more appreciative of her decision. We know exactly why Jenna Jameson appeared nude in all of her films. Don't be misled. You really, really shouldn't feel all that sorry for Corey Feldman. The Hong Kong Fooey cartoon is not your best study guide to learn about Chinese culture. Yes, Henry VIII was kind of an asshole. While lots of humans learned to play instruments like the guitar, piano, and kazoo, the theremin was universally regarded as the greatest musical device. You'll note that most of the black and white movies we made in anticipation of your arrival featured theremin warbling. Yes, Kanye West was kind of an asshole. Some scholars and historians will justify human history by citing Michelangelo's David, Coppola's first two Godfather films, Newton or Einstein's theoretical works, The Teachings of Jesus Christ, Tetris, The Writings of Shakespeare, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, The Pyramids of Ancient Cultures, the first three seasons of Happy Days, the Apollo 11 moon landing, etc. But the greatest creation of human civilization is United States East Coast Tri-State Area Pizza. If you can make your way to the wreckage of Westfield, New Jersey, go into Ferrara's by the train station. I'm sure that all of these decades, years, centuries later, the grease has kept it preserved. Try a slice. Delicious stuff. Yes, I'm the Jack Mangan who came up with the concept of pod taint. I guess it's too late to change my legacy. Sorry about Keanu Reeves. With any luck, all record of his work was disintegrated during the apocalypse. No offense about Space Jam. We're sure you're all fine basketball players. But you know, while we're on the subject of Space Jam, some of us finally did recognize the law about cheapening cool cultural icons like Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes. These things always stop moving forward as great and important things when they become self-aware and self-consciously try to artificially recapture what had made them great in the first place. View all of the Iron Maiden albums after Seventh Son of a Seventh Son as further proof. Yes, there have been some interesting women in my past. Glad you heard all about that, too. We know the A-Team TV show was stupid, but we loved it anyway. I didn't see the movie. And finally, please know that throughout our history, we didn't always restrict our conversations to 140-character increments. Ding.
Fair winds to ye. Deadpan be the way, mateys.
A packet of ranch dip mix, but we have no sour cream to put the ranch dip mix into, some chunk light tuna, two boxes of tea, make that 3 boxes of tea, some berry blue Jello. Let's see, and then we have the Mexican Jello. We have coconut, strawberry, and eggnog. That would be coco y fresa y rompope. And a really old bag of granola that appears to have begun growing mold that I'm going to throw away. Apparently it's been a while since we've been shopping. So, I'm going to try and figure out which of these contents I'm going to mix together and put into my stomach out of my cupboards.
Deadpan is the motherfucking Kiwi way.
Excellent. Why, sure. My
I received this week's comments in a bottle that washed up on the shore, along with a bunch of greasy jelly beans. I can only deduce that these messages are related to the sorrowful fate of the SS Minnow, the ship and its passengers lost at sea so many years ago, after what was supposed to be a 3-hour tour. The first of the week was from codename Vanamond, who I believe is actually either the skipper or maybe Marianne. The comment read, Worst things happen at sea. The next note from CJ seems harmless enough, but it may be an indication of what would eventually lead to mutiny on the Minnow. Incidentally, I believe that CJ is actually short for Ginger. She said, My coworker is playing his funky town Pandora station again. Right now we are listening to Disco Inferno, which is cool, but if I have to listen to more than two Michael Jackson songs again today, I may have to request a station change. Following this, Lopan Gilligan apparently tried to ease the bad Lady Marmalade tension with suggestions for movies to watch on probably on some portable player, but it's unclear how successful this effort was. Lopan says, I'ma try, because it'll change tomorrow like they usually do. Criteria for me is that it's watchable at any time, no matter what mood I'm in. BTILC, Empire Strikes Back, Pan's Labyrinth, Star Wars, Escape from New York, Fargo, La Femme Nikita, Fletch, Dark Knight, The Longest Day, Inception is a close 11, guess Lebowski isn't on there. Still up there for me, though. So they apparently did not have any Big Lebowski DVDs on board the vessel. I then found a message full of portent from the professor using the pseudonym Nomad Scry. Nomad Scry says, as far as I can recall, Dr. Laura has always been an evil woman. That said, I'm really not sure if this incident warrants this much attention. Surely it wasn't as devastating to our children as the wardrobe malfunction a few years back, ellipsis. This would lead me to believe that a doctor named Laura was on board the Minnow, and that he'd pushed her overboard because of some racist remarks she'd made about the Harlem Globetrotters, and that only the intensely Republican Howells objected to his action. But I believe the purpose of Professor Scry's comment was to explain his motives in pushing her overboard. And there's only one more comment, and it would seem that, alas, sometime during or after the crash, a Reaper, codenamed Sawyer, emerged from the island without a shirt and participated in the rescue effort, making an attempt to cheer everyone with wine that he'd kept fresh for a few extra days. His note read, the current wine.woot.com item might be a good one. Soiree Bottle Top Wine Aerator. I have a different aerator and I love it. I believe he'd fashioned this aerator out of some reeds and coconut shells on the island. Sadly, the message is cut off after this. Little more is known of these desperate few who were lost at sea. As far as my research can tell, after voting William Golding off the island, the survivors became part of a tribe led by a blood-stained volleyball named Wilson, whose nemesis over the centuries has been a smoke monster inside Jeff Probst's body, who drinks Coronas at the beach with his tribe, consisting of Robinson Crusoe, Stitch the Alien, Don Ho, that guy from the Far Side cartoons who's always stranded on the island, a midget named Tattoo, and Jimmy Buffett. We can only hope for the best for these missing heroes. And since the Globetrotters are no longer on the island, pray that the evil basketball-playing robots never return. All right, so that's an episode. Sorry, you guys. I spent more time talking to these aliens who are going to come someday than you guys. Anyway, next week, the week of, for crying out loud. Anyway, next week, we're talking about the movie Dark Star. It was John Carpenter's first. It's a strange 70s sci-fi movie. If you've not yet seen it, then rush out and grab it off Netflix or somewhere, somehow. And I've already received some content, I've already recorded some discussion about the film Dark Star. And you are welcome and encouraged to join us as we palooza the movie Dark Star. And also, I mentioned in the last episode that the lines for 60 Lines Part 3 are going to be sent out. I actually did not send them out this week. Let's get through Dark Star. I may send them out. I'll probably send them out sometime early next week. But for now, let's just focus on the Dark Star content. I don't want to, you know, have you juggling stuff. So that's all. I'm not coming back after the music. What you're about to hear is something actually that I've sort of never played before here on Deadpan. This is actually the very first mix for the song called Too Good. And I went to the studio and recorded the entire song without any drums and came back the next week with my drummer Steve Fernandez, who you heard on a lot of the Matt Mango stuff. The first album, you know, Asteroid Speed Highway and that kind of stuff. I thought he was the perfect drummer for the song, so I brought him back, and that's the one you've heard. So this is the one without him, and it's also different lyrics. It, you know, the recording date came up on me so quickly that I actually wasn't truly, truly prepared with lyrics, and you can kind of hear that I'm really making them up as I go. I had some idea, but I was kind of winging it. And the shame of it is that the studio tech, Jerry Mano, said to me, "Wow, this is great. We got the vocals done in one take. That's amazing." But we didn't get them done in one take because I had to go back. And not that the lyrics are on the final product were like a Shakespearean sonnet, but there's a little bit more fleshed out. So anyway, enough yammering about that. Thank you for bearing with me this episode. I hope to hear your yammering in the next one. Well, the next one's going to be Dark Star yammering, and I hope beyond that we'll all yammer together, and we won't have another one like this, where it's just my voice for 95% of the time. But thank you all. I do appreciate all of you who, you know, make an effort to keep Deadpan what it is, with all the comments, all the chatter, and all the contributions that I do get. It's really wonderful. It truly is. That's not lip service. I really, truly value everyone out there who's ever had a hand in making Deadpan what it is and what it's been. All right, enough yammering. Or I should call it by its proper term, outro babble. All right, Deadpan is the motherfucking way. 176, out.
1, 2, 3.
Built this love together. We set forth, shared the stones that ever were so wonderful. Was so beautiful. Was impossible. Love is beautiful. Life is tough, but so are we. Let's make our own memories. Only waits for us. Take my hand, I'll earn your trust. Gave me joy, you gave me meaning. Were my world, my everything. Love you more each day. Though we find a way. It was too good to last. It was too good to last. Life is tough, but so are we. Let's make our own memories. Swept for you, I will be strong. Love like this could never be wrong. Let's make our own memories. So if you are with this storm, felt like this could never.